Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. This short podcast is for Real Estate Excellence, PME, Property Management Excellence, members only. So regrettably, if you're not a PME member office, it's of no benefit to you. Now, members, PME, I'm at the final stages at the moment. I'm recording this on the 19th of June, 2023, of updating for the required updates for July 1, 2023 with the rent frequency law changes. And I just wanted to let you know that Folder 17, as you know, there's 39 chapters, and Chapter 17, which is in Folder 17, of course, is lease renewals, rent and bond increases. So, of course, with the rent increase frequency law changes commencing from July 1, 2023, I've updated and updating, just finalising, as I say, in coming days, ready for July 1 for you. Now, subsequently, because of that, I've also updated the lessor listing booklet. Now, I've had for some time the minimum housing standards in there, but I've just edited a bit there to make improvements and more timely as we're leading into the final months. And of course, I've just added a little bit of information about the rent increase frequency 12-month law changes as well. And just a reminder, the lessor listing booklet is about a 50-page document in Word for your final edit, and it's meant to be used upon new listing and existing owners as you see fit. So it's a great tool for you, and always make sure with all PME that you make sure it's up to date. But as I say, a new July 1 version will be in Folder 02, Prospecting Folder and New Business, and the Folder 33, which is the dedicated folder for the lessor listing booklet. Okay, so you'll see I've highlighted in yellow, as I have done for over 10 years with the booklet, is where you add your bits like your bio and some other things. So you have to read it and go through it and make sure you agree with my best practice, etc. But it's there for your use and continued success. So the lessor booklet has been updated for the rent frequency law changes and, of course, minimum housing standards commencing 1 September. I've also updated the lessor disclosure best practice document to include, again, the same things, but I've extensively added minimum housing standards to help you with onboarding now and into September 1. It's now gone to 10 pages, regrettably, but that's because you'll see you can it's a Word again, so you can edit as you see fit. But the importance when you're taking on new business to make sure your lessors are aware and disclose in relation to compliance. Now, just a subsequent update, Folder 18, Ending a Tenancy Chapter, also will have a new version as well. So we'll remind you in the July member update that will come to you in obviously in July. And as always, we're an email away for any support, best practice, or any way we can assist you. Thank you for being a valued member, and particularly a Property Management Excellence member office of Real Estate Excellence. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.